Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wanting to be more productive, you know, work harder, and yet at the same time it doesn't feel so good? Well, today I'm going to talk about the hustle mentality challenge and being more in line with what feels good for you. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Before we dive in today, I just want to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes and get a free weekly tip as well, a confidence tip, then all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below and you can sign up to our newsletter for absolutely free. Okay, my story about hustle mentality and where I've been with all of this. I've been a huge workaholic at times, admittedly. I've worked so hard that through most of my 20s, it's sometimes I would just like blow off steam by going out and partying a lot. And it was interesting. It was like recovering Monday, Tuesday, but trying to do what I could, really working hard, go to play football, partying, and cycle again and again and again. Now, I still have work that I work and then like weekends, but I'm much more at peace and in line with myself and where I'm going. And one of my mentors has really helped me see a perspective on the working hard hustle mentality. Peter Sage, and he's a former podcast guest, and he's made a massive impact on my life. And he almost worked himself to death, like literally almost died from a car crash. Because he was getting like 3 hours sleep a night in his 20s because he's working so hard to, and he said just to, you know, make himself look good to other people. And he realized that now he doesn't really have, he's not trying to prove anything to anyone. He lives in this very flow state, this very, maybe flow is not the right word. He wouldn't describe it like that, but a state of taking action from inspiration and just naturally doing the right things in his kind of spiritual, his business way of mixing things together. And I've learned a lot from him and I've started to see things shift by using his perspective and also some other mentors I've learned, people like Joseph McClendon III as well, who I'm blessed to work for as well. Now, for me, I've noticed some things that just work and I'm doing the work, I'm putting in the work. With my podcast, I put in a lot of work. It doesn't feel exhausting. It doesn't feel tiring because it's what I love to do. And there's a certain approach, a way of thinking that allows me to create a lot. Other people look at podcasts and they're like, oh, that's exhausting. Do one episode a week. I do seven and it doesn't feel like that much work. And now I'm not saying this to brag or anything like that because there's things that people find easy and I'm just terrible at, right? We're human beings, we're all different. Yet, if we can start to look at our formula for things that just kind of flow a little easier, we can start learning from ourselves, and I believe, and then start applying that to maybe an area in your life where you want to improve, right? Where it perhaps does feel like a lot of hustle and maybe not so much reward. And in the UK, and I know I've got a lot of US friends as well and Canadian friends, and it's very similar there from what they tell me, is there's this huge hustle mentality that we got to work hard. And growing up, I observed a lot of hardworking people, definitely not millionaires, you know, not poor, but definitely not rich. Well, depends how you define rich, right, I guess. So we won't go down that rabbit hole, but you know, people who weren't millionaires, put it that way, but they weren't poor, working really hard to exhaustion. And I've seen people make a lot of money in this day and age. And it just, they seem so full of energy and so joyful. Now, not everyone, but some people. So it really gets me intrigued. And it's money, just one example there, right? And then you see some people just do really well in maybe their health and maybe not another area, right? But there's this hustle mentality that's kind of drained into us, I believe. And in the personal growth world, it's very much, lots of people go on about, you gotta work. And this is really interesting because I found I wasn't hustling in the areas I've had most success. I was working hard without realizing, and I was enjoying it in the process. Now, I'm going to give you a few guidance points that's really helped me that I've learned from an area like podcasting, for example, or just public speaking, where or opportunities when I've got landed sales roles or grown in my career. And I've taken some of the learnings from that when I've done well and actually start and given some steps today. But I want to ask you this. How does it feel when you're just like hustling after something, trying the same approach again and again? Well, I learned that's the definition of insanity and it didn't help me. So I want to give you a different perspective. You're really struggling with something and it's feeling exhausting, right? Because that impacts your confidence, right? As well. It's like, oh, I just don't feel cut out to this. So I've certainly experienced that. Okay, so my first one is know what you want and outcome at all times. So it sounds so simple, and I've repeated this multiple times, but I don't think you can repeat it enough until it really drills into someone. Know what you want and the outcome at all times, because like saying like, I want to lose some weight is not very clear, or like I want to make some more money, that's not clear either, or I want a relationship with someone, that's not really clear either, right? Know what you want, because if you're not focused on what you want to do, right, how do you know what direction you're going? How do you know if you're doing the right things, right? So that's the first one. Get very clear and remind yourself every single day. I write down my goals twice a day. It's a practice I learned from Grant Cardone. Now, Grant Cardone, I've kind of pulled away from this stuff recently because the man's amazing marketing brilliance, wealth creation, genius, right? But he's very hustle. And for where I am right now, trying to really connect with myself, it doesn't serve me. Yet there's a lot I can learn from him. And one of the things is write down your goals. And I genuinely believe that's key. And all of my great teachers are on about reviewing where you want to go very regularly, right? So get very specific and review it regularly. It's a bit like why people don't achieve New Year's resolutions. They're like, say it. They're very vague. And then they don't revisit it, their target, and they forget all about it. Second one, make targets smaller. Don't overdo it for yourself, right? Now, where I like from the personal growth, it's like you hear this basic mindset entry level. You got to work really hard. You got to like keep working until you hit it. And there's lots of, I don't know what kind of accent that was, such as the typical kind of like alpha male kind of like keep going. I'm thinking of someone working out super hard and then working like 12 hours a day, 7 days a week when I say that, right? So make your targets more consistent. And to do that, just make them smaller, right? I just set myself 5 minutes on something new to allow me to do that. Because then that makes it like achievable and I get happy when I celebrate it. The third one, get support, right? Don't be afraid of getting support. Now, you can have paid support. It's usually the best kind of support's admittedly going to be paid support because you're going to pay for quality, right? That's why, and I believe that of many things, right? I'm a big believer that if you invest small or try to be cheap, you're going to get cheap results. If you invest big, you're going to get big results, right? That's personally what I found, right? The things I'm going to pay a less amount, like cheap programs, I've never done anything with or got any results. Big programs, I got big results, right? So get support if needed. And maybe it's just someone in your corner you know. Maybe it isn't paid, but I would suggest getting some kind of support like a coach or mentor because it's really going to speed up the process. The fourth one, key. Celebrate any progress you make. Even if you do something, you don't get the result you want, celebrate the fact that you took the action because that is going to encourage you to do more of it. And then the fifth one, it comes back to the first one. Keep asking yourself if it's still what you want. And sometimes it's not. I was recently podcast mentoring and I was like, right, I want to grow and really create this big podcast business where I help people start and grow their podcast. And I got to a stage and I went, this isn't what I want. This was just an idea someone had given to me. And I just was in a bit of confusion and lack of clarity in my head. And therefore I went, I'm going to, you know, attempt this business. And, you know, I made a little bit of business from it and I helped some people. It's great. But it was like, no, I don't want it. And don't worry if it's not. You can change. You can move on to something. Now, I want to say this. don't confuse something not being aligned with you finding something hard or getting fearful. There's a difference. And you'll know the difference, right? Because our brain's very good at tricking us, saying, oh, maybe this isn't cut out for me. If you're unsure, just sit with yourself and feel into your body, right? Just ask yourself a question. Is this something I want? Or is this something I want still? But I'm finding a little bit challenging right now, and I'm gonna work through it. I'm gonna find some support. Or is this something I don't want anymore, and it just doesn't feel right, no matter what success or challenges I come? Ask yourself that question and sit with it. See how you feel, because that's when you listen to yourself and you tune in, that's really gonna give you the answers rather than anyone else. You know yourself better than anyone. Now, just before we dive into my final point for you, I just want to mention again that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes and get a weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is subscribe to the free weekly newsletter, link below in the show notes. Okay, my extra point I want to say is, I was touching on this a little bit earlier, but I want you to think of something where you're doing really well in and it just didn't feel like much effort, or maybe you were putting in work, but it didn't feel like you were pushing constantly. It just felt like flow. Start writing down what you were believing, what you were thinking, how you were acting towards that. For me, it's podcasting. How do I make it like effortless, but with putting the effort in at the same time and get such results, right? I asked myself that question. And it was things like, I'm not attached to the outcome. I just go out there and create the content. And therefore, then it started to land with people, right? Not everyone in the world, right? That's fine, right? Hopefully, this is resonating with you. And hopefully, I'm making some kind of impact to you, right? I started realizing that consistency, all I can do is show up, right? That's all I can do. But if I don't do that, I'm not going to create any success. And I was just batching, doing a simple and effective, like making all my podcasts together. Usually sometimes I make them randomly through the week, like I am now, but I found a simple process to make it easy. So I don't get overwhelmed. I have a plan that I follow. That's very simple. If I make a complicated plan, I will not follow it. So I want you to think of a time where you found stuff easy and it's flowing a lot more, and think about how you can apply that to other areas. So that's what I got for you today. That's my perspective on the hustle mentality, how you can make things a little bit easier. And hopefully you can use some of this and take this away with you. So I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.